Thank you for joining us for our discussion, Parshat Kedoshim, Standing for the Elderly. Among the many beautiful and wonderful mitzvot of Parshat Kedoshim, we have the following mitzvah. Mipnei seiva takum, v'adarta pnei zaken, yareitem elokecha en Yashem. It says that because of the elderly, those with the hoary head, those with the gray hair, you should stand. Exactly how old they have to be, we'll see in a moment. And v'adarta pnei zaken, you should honor those who are elderly. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, 32b, says, Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, b'nei seiva takum, yachol afilu b'nei zaken hashmai, so you should stand in front of an elderly person. What if the elderly person is a rasha, is a wicked person? Tamud lomar zaken, it says, Zaken being zaken al chacham. It has to be wise, a wise person. Shneimar esfal yishivim is ziknei Yisrael. He has to be wise. Rabbi Yossi says, zaken al misha kana chachma. Zekana, it's someone who acquired wisdom. That's what a chacham is. Is zaken, zekana, someone who acquired wisdom. So the Gemara had said that you might think that you would stand in front of a person who is Ashmai. What's Ashmai? So Rashi said, Ashem, it comes from the word Ashem, that he's guilty, a guilty elderly person. Rasha v'amart, a person who's wicked and ignorant. So the Gemara says, you don't stand in front of someone who's wicked and ignorant. So Tosfos says, of course. He says, of course you don't stand in front of someone who's wicked. I mean, you can stand up when an elderly person who was committed mass murder, you're going to stand up for him? Of course not. Rather, Tosfot says, Rabbi Yerutam says, it means someone who has nothing, who's empty, meaning a boor, meaning one who is an amar, it's one who is ignorant. The Aruch HaShulchan says, truly Rashi didn't mean someone who's wicked. He meant there are two types of wicked people. Some people are wicked because they have no idea what they're doing. They're just ignorant and wicked. Other people are wicked because they don't do the mitzvos, because they really don't want to do the mitzvos. They know what they're supposed to do, but they don't do it. So Rashi is saying that if he's the type of person who goes against the Torah, but he does it out of ignorance, Rashi thinks that's still a problem. Tosfos says, no, only someone who is an Amaretz, only someone who is ignorant, he is not, you're not to stand for someone who is ignorant, but Rashi says he has to be ignorant in such a way that he's wicked. And therefore, we run into a following debate in the Code of Jewish Law. Firstly, we say, what is a seiva? What does it mean, someone who's old, hoary-headed person? What is that? Ben Shivim. He has to be 70 years old. So that's what the Code of Jewish Law says. Then the Ramah, or Moshe Isserles, the Ashkenazic authority, he says, Afilu Amaretz, Ulvad Shelo Yeh Rasha. He says, I agree with Rashi. If he's a Rasha, if he's wicked, you don't stand for him. But if he's ignorant, you still stand for him. Now, why exactly we stand for someone, even if they're ignorant? You say, well, so what? He's 70, but he's ignorant. Why should I give him special honor? This we can learn from the Gemara that talks about why we stand for all people, whether Jew or Gentile, if they're elderly. So he says, Isi ben Yehuda says, Nipnei seva, for a hoary haired person, for an older person, kol seva b'mash, any kind of old person, doesn't matter who it is. And Rabbi Yochanan says, that's the halacha. And Rabbi Yochanan havakoi mikami sabi darmoi. Rabbi Yochanan used to stand up. When an Aramean, a non-Jewish person who was old, came in the room, he would stand up. Amar kama harptki adu alayu tahane. He says, a lot of harptki came across this person. What's harptki? So Rashi says, mikraot v'tzarot. A lot of sorrows. A lot of things happen. A lot of water under the bridge for this person. Many tzaros, many challenges this person has faced. V'ro nisim harbe v'mosim. They must have seen many miracles and many wonders. You can live to 70, to 80, to 100, and not go through many miracles. surviving different types of diseases, surviving different types of near misses, accidents, surviving all kinds of travel and all kinds of things that happen in life. That's why he would honor even the person who was a Gentile. Based on that, we can go back now and say, why does the Ramah point out that even if a person is not a great pious Jew, not standing for him because he acquired so much wisdom, standing for him because as long as he's not wicked, it means that he's someone who has gone through the trials and travails of life. And we honor that person. We say, this person, he went through a lot. If he's that old, I don't know what he went through, but I'm sure he went through a lot. Because in 70 years, in 80 years, you have to go through a lot of different things. In order to be here, God must have been very gracious to him. And this is a person who has seen many miracles. I'm going to stand for him. Now, usually, how far do you have to stand? Usually stand up all the way. But if you're two scholars, let's say two people, they're both at the same level. One is either a scholar. Rabbis say that if someone is young, Yanik v'chakim, he's young, but he is a scholar. That's also Zekana. That's someone who acquired wisdom. So you also have to stand for him. So what if you have two scholars? Should one stand for the other? So he says, well, he doesn't have to stand, just lahadro. He just stand up a little bit. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, it's a custom. The custom is that for a person who is elderly, you just stand up a little bit. And someone who is very wise, you stand up completely. That's the general custom, although it's hard to justify based on the Talmud. What about parents? For parents also, it's an idea that we should stand when they come in the room. In both cases, both parents and for elderly and for those who are scholars, those who are actually rabbis or people who are very scholarly in Talmud, we stand, but not more than twice a day. For God, we only stand up for Shemoneh Esrei, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. So too, for a person, you only have to stand up twice, not constantly. Now, if a parent wants to say, no, it's okay, don't stand up for me. A father, even a rabbi, can waive their honor and say, you don't have to stand for me. But it's a nice thing to do. And somehow in our society, we have such a egalitarian society, we sometimes forget that there are people who deserve special treatment. And why is that? Why does the Torah say, Adarta p'nei zaken? Clearly, if we have honor for the elders, we'll have honor for God, we'll have honor for the Torah. If we honor those who study Torah, clearly, the rabbi in the Gemara says that it's so silly that some people stand for the Torah, but they don't stand become a gavra rabba, that they don't stand when a great person who has acquired Torah should certainly stand. The Torah is just a physical book. The person who has acquired Torah is much greater. But this is also an important point that the Gemara makes, the harptki, the notion of honoring wisdom. We set by our values, see that we give honor to those who have wisdom. We also honor those who've been through a lot. We understand that someone is a survivor certainly of the Holocaust, but even a survivor of life, plain life, that also deserves our venerance and our respect. If you have this type of society, where the young people understand that there are those who have seen more than they have, if you have a society where people value and stand up for wisdom, for acquiring knowledge, you have this type of society, hopefully that will be a type of society which will fulfill the mandate of our parsha, Kedoshim to you, who shall surely be holy. Thank you for joining us for our discussion of Parsha Kedoshim this week. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. Join us each week at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lemeth congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee, and feel free to check our archives for previous discussions of this parsha and others. As we learn throughout the year, Zecher Nishmas, in memory of my father of blessed memory, Rav Baruch Reb Chaim Shmuel, Arayin Kaparat Mishkavo, may his memory be a blessing. Thank you for joining us.